Well, he was interested. We read next, he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. A friend of mine, a seminary professor who just about lost his faith, he's puzzled, he says, about whether there was one blind man or two blind men. I kiddingly told him, there are two blind men and you can prove it. The blind man when Jesus entered Jericho and Zacchaeus. He looked at me puzzled. Why do you mean Zacchaeus is blind? Well, it says that he could not see for the press, and the reason he was little of stature. He had eyes, but they weren't up high enough for him to look over the crowd. But he did what I generally do every New Year's Day at the Rose Parade. I've learned long time ago there's no use going down there and sit on the line of march all night long. Somebody says, well, why don't you invest a few dollars and buy a seat? Well, to tell the truth, I like to take pictures, and after all, I'm Scotch, and I'd much rather save the money. So what I do is take a ladder down, and I put it back of the crowd. I climb up and look over everybody, and I'm able to see the Rose Parade. And Zacchaeus, he was short of stature. He couldn't see either. But you notice what he did. He wasn't able to get a ladder, but there happened to be a sycamore tree there. He ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he's to pass that way. And while I was over in that land, I took a good look at a sycamore tree. They've got them right down there at Jericho today. And they're like our sycamore trees in one sense. Sycamore tree's pretty hard to climb, friends. It has slick bark, and it's always a long ways to the first limb. And I think that this little fella had a hard time getting up that tree. He's a short fella to begin with, and it's a long ways to the first limb. And I tell you, he sweated it out, and he finally got up there and sat down on the limb among the leaves and thought he was secluded there and had a private box for the parade. And he waited, and sure enough, Jesus came by, and our Lord knew he was there. He'd gone through Jericho to get him. And I read verse 5, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And I think when our Lord looked up and saw him and said unto him, I think that he laughed. Somebody says it doesn't say that. I know it doesn't. But friend, if you can't read this without seeing the humor in it, our Lord, I think, looked up as if to say, well, Zacchaeus, you wanted to see me, and you really worked to get up that sycamore tree, and you are there. But make haste now and come down. Make haste? Well, the fellow had been all half a day getting up there. But it didn't take him long to get down. It's lots easier to come down than to go up. And so our Lord says, I must abide at thy house. And our Lord didn't stop at the mayor's house. He didn't stop at any prominent place. Certainly no Pharisee's house here. But he was going to stop at this man, Zacchaeus. And we're told he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. I tell you, Zacchaeus was having fun now, and I think it was a joyful occasion. And when they saw it, oh, notice that, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And who is they? He made haste and came down and received him joyfully, and when they saw it, who's they? Well, it's that same crowd that's still gossiping today. Somebody comes to me and said, do you know what they're saying? Dottie McGee, what? Who's saying? Same crowd. They're always gossiping. They always have been gossiping. And they were gossiping here. And they said, can you imagine it? That he's gone to dinner with a man that is a sinner? And if you thought a while ago when I said the publican was a sinner and a big one, and that Zacchaeus surely did qualify, maybe you thought I exaggerated, but the neighbors didn't think so. They said he's gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And then there's a lapse of time here, just how long, I'm not prepared to say. But our Lord went in. He didn't stay overnight. He never spent the night in Jericho. He just entered and passed through. Probably had a meal with him. But he went in there, and the door was shut, and the crowd milled around and gossiped, but nobody really knew.